From Quality Radio Productions, it's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, we're going to do something a bit different, as I've chosen three jazz compilations to feature. Compilation albums are a great starting point for anyone just getting introduced to jazz, as it gives the listener a chance to sample a wide variety of jazz artists and even a variety of jazz styles, depending on the compilation. The listener can then decide how to proceed. We'll begin with selections from the Venus record label, based in Japan but featuring jazz artists from around the world, and their compilation Sakaba no Onna. I'm not sure what that means in English. I attempted to translate it on the internet but couldn't come up with a translation that made any sense, but still, some great international jazz to be heard here. We'll begin with an Italian quartet fronted by trumpeter Enrico Rava. This originally appearing on their 2002 release Renaissance, with Stefano Bolani on piano, Rosario Bonaccorso on bass, and Roberto Gatto on drums. This is Dear Old Stockholm.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Russian pianist Vladimir Shafronov and his trio, with Americans Peter Washington on bass and Victor Lewis on drums, the title track from their 2013 album Whisper Not. Before that, from 2008, Ken Paplowski on tenor sax, he also plays clarinet, with the New York Trio, Bill Charlap on piano, Jay Leonard on bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. From Stardust, we heard In the Middle of a Kiss, and we began the set with Enrico Rava and his quartet from Italy, and the album Renaissance, we heard Dear Old Stockholm. All three tracks on the Venus Records compilation Sakaba no Ona from 2017. We'll turn now to the Chesky record label. Chesky Records, releasing mainly jazz and classical recordings, and they specialize in high-fidelity audiophile recordings, so very superior sound quality to be heard here. If you are able to listen to these tracks with stereo headphones, I'd encourage you to do so. I think you'll find the sound to be quite phenomenal. We'll turn to their 20th anniversary collection, released in 2006. It's a 2-CD set, and we'll begin with trumpeter John Faddis leading his big band, originally from the album Remembrances from 1998. This is their take of the standard, Laura. Thank you.
much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I had a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlights of the daytime, moonlights of the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. Fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Started long ago. Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou give us fever. When we kiss this fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
three jazz standards in that set. That last piece, Perdido, as performed by guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli, the patriarch of the great Pizzarelli musical family, along with Peter Appleyard on vibes, Alan Vachet clarinet, Michael Moore bass, and Bernard Purdy on drums. That originally appearing on the album Swing Live, concert recorded on February 26, 2001, at the club Makor, M-A-K-O-R, in New York City. The vocal in the set, a jazz and pop standard that has been recorded numerous times by singers and a few instrumentalists, this time sung by Valerie Joyce, with Lawrence Feldman on sax, Andy Ezrin piano, John Hebert bass, and Eugene Jackson drums. From Valerie's album New York Blue from 2008, we heard Fever, and we began the set with John Faddis and his orchestra, Laura, from the album Remembrances, all three appearing on the second CD of the two CD set, 20th Anniversary Chesky Records from 2006. We're listening to jazz compilations on this edition of the program. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1716. Well, we closed that set with guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli. This final set of the hour will be a real treat for jazz guitar fans everywhere, as we turn to the compilation Legends of Guitar Jazz, Volume 1, released in 1990, it's a collaborative effort between Guitar Player Magazine and Rhino Records, and it's a great starting point for anyone interested in the history of jazz guitar. We'll begin with the first track on the release, recorded in 1927, Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra with guitarist Eddie Lang. I'm Comin' Virginia. Thank you. And there we heard four selections from Guitar Player Magazine presents Legends of Guitar, Jazz, Volume 1. I have fond memories of this compilation long before I owned a copy of my own, as it was played frequently on a radio show which I listened to growing up in the Corning, Elmira area of upstate New York. The program Jazz and More with Bill Groom was appointment listening for yours truly. And he often played guitar-oriented jazz, as he himself is a guitar player. We began with I'm Comin' Virginia from Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra from 1927, featuring Eddie Lang on guitar. Then from 1940, guitarist George Barnes and his quartet, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Then fast-forwarding to the late 1950s for the final two tracks. From 1957, Howard Roberts on guitar. And I guess you could call this an early example of third-stream jazz. That is, the fusion of jazz improvisation with classical composition. On that track, Howard was accompanied by a string quartet, Serenata Burlesca. And lastly, from 1958, the Montgomery Brothers, featuring the great Wes Montgomery on guitar, utilizing single notes and octaves on that piece. And he was joined by, among others, his two brothers, pianist Buddy Montgomery and bassist Monk Montgomery, the track also featuring Harold Land on tenor sax. As I said, from 1958, the track Montgomery Funk. This is an outstanding compilation for anyone interested in jazz guitar and how it evolved over the decades. The album features some later tracks in the jazz rock fusion genre, which we don't really cover here on the jazz scene, but they may appear on my sister show, Jazz Progressions, at some point. The only mild criticism I have, while the album goes into great detail of each guitarist and his style of playing, the album does not list full personnel on most of the tracks. But, as I said, that's a mild shortcoming. Great music to be heard here. I'm not sure if the album is still in print. It came out in 1990. And there's a second volume, Legends of Guitar Jazz Volume 2, which came out around the same time. And one of these days, I'll probably play some of the music from that compilation as well. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I hope you enjoyed this little experiment. If you'd like me to feature other compilations, I certainly have many more in my library that I could profile on future shows. Please email me. Let me know whether you like this idea or not. Again, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And, once again, the blog and website for the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jake Longwell, thanking you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The jazz scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.